Donegal County Council have been to the forefront in kind of diaspora engagement. They're the only local authority in the country that I'm aware of that has a specific diaspora officer, backed up by a strong economic development team who are very committed to this, and it absolutely is bearing fruit. And the report contains a case study, indeed, on the work that Donegal County Council has been doing, which I think would be of real interest to your listeners. And two other organisations, indeed, are, from Donegal are also are in case studies, which is Mary from Dunloe Festival and Cork Common Farbahal Gwaedhiur. So two, again, very different organisations, which all I think goes to show the huge diversity of activity that's happening. It would be a mistake to think it's only something that's done by the state or state bodies. It's been very much done on the ground, mostly by volunteers, by people who are passionate about their areas or about their club, their GAA club or whatever, and just really recognise the importance of maintaining those connections with people who have moved away, be it in the last year or 20 years ago, or indeed, you know, whose family moved away many, many generations ago indeed. So Donegal, as I said, is really at the forefront of this with such a long history of emigration and such enduring ties to other parts of the world.
Given the findings of the research that you have commissioned and carried out, is there more the government can be doing to support local authorities in reaching out to the diaspora and ensuring that the efforts being made at a local level are mirrored nationally and that this benefit is seen right across the region and indeed the country?
Well, I think so. Yes, I mean, we have a new national diaspora strategy, which definitely alludes to the value of the local authorities in this respect, and indeed other local organisations. But I think what this research does is adds to that picture by showing, and I think it's maybe a slightly underutilised aspect, or you know, something that there isn't as much information on, is who is doing the connecting out from Ireland to the diaspora, because it's really, really important, because it's entirely relationship based. You know, people connect with other people, you know, and they connect with organisations, but it's all done through people. So it's really important that proper resources are provided to enable that work to continue, because people know what they're doing. They're, you know, they have the interest, the character, the passion, all of that. They have the connections, but some, you know, maybe in some ways quite small interventions would support this to do it better. And so what are we talking about there? We're talking about maybe having more shared infrastructure that reduces the kind of pressure on smaller groups, so they could, you know, do what they do best better. Shared communications capacity, you know, allowing people more opportunities to network, to learn from one another. Things like, you know, these regular structures for collaboration. I mean, there's a lot more that could be done in that respect. We would argue for, you know, the value of a dedicated diaspora engagement post at a regional level, because, as I said, there's other counties maybe where it isn't happening to the same extent as it is in Donegal. But even in Donegal, the groups we spoke to, you know, they could certainly do with more support in that respect. So we would be delighted to see that, because the potential is enormous.